very excited about our first-round pick, Nick Perry. We think that he certainly has the size and the athletic ability that we look for at the position. You know, he tested extremely well at the combine. I think he's an explosive player. You know, he had a 38.5-inch vertical jump. You know, for a guy that size, you know, he obviously has the explosion you look for. Had good production, you know, at a high level of competition at USC. And, you know, it'll be a little bit of a transition. You know, he's played with his hand down more than he has standing up. But that's not uncommon for us, you know, in this defense. You know, one of the qualities that we look for, you know, the first things is guy's ability to rush the passer. And we think that he's a guy that has the speed to come off the corner and certainly has the size and the power where he can convert that, you know, from speed into power in terms of rushing the passer. And, you know, we think he'll be able to make the transition for us. So we're excited to when you have a guy like this, the outside linebackers in our defense, you know, are three down players, as you've seen. Obviously, he played there early, you know, with Clay. So there's some familiarity with Clay and him both going to SC. And so we feel good about the pick. Well, you know, he again, these guys, the number one criteria in my mind, all right, is if you've got that explosive ability to come off the edge. You know, to me, that's the top priority. And he ran in the 4.5s for a guy 270 pounds. So what we think is, you know, there's some technique things that, you know, we'll obviously have to teach him. It'll be different than what he's been doing, but we've seen him be very physical, you know, on linemen, tight ends, with the hand down. You can see he's got good hip flexibility, and obviously some of the coverage stuff that we'll do with him will be, you know, a learning process for him because we'll ask him to probably do more of that than what he's done. But that isn't uncommon with these guys. I think if you look at most of the guys that were taken probably in the first round, you know, at that position, you know, there's some other guys that are going to go through a transition too if they were playing, you know, our style of defense.
Don, if he's able to just give you any kind of a threat of pass rush on the side opposite Clay, what would that mean to your defense?
Well, it means a great deal. I mean, I think the basis of our defense starts with being able to threaten offenses from both sides. I mean, you see us do a lot of things with our inside linebackers, and a lot of their success is based on the type of threat that you have, I think, from both sides of your defense. You know, you know, when you play the 3-4, you're a little bit you're a balanced defense, and if you can threaten them with both outside linebackers, and a big part of what we do is attempting to see if we can't get a linebacker matched up on a back, and we just feel like, you know, we ought to win that battle when we do that, and so. You know, it's a key component, and as you've seen, we play an awful lot of nickel defense. We have played a lot of nickel defense here over the last 3 years, and you know, we think he certainly can fit, you know, into our nickel scheme, you know, in terms of being able to, you know, be an edge rusher there, and could maybe move him around a little bit. I mean, you've seen how much we've moved Clay around. You know, I mean, Clay, it gives you flexibility if you've got a guy that has that kind of burst and, you know, athletic ability that you can move him around.
Does he remind you of any of your guys like Kevin or Latham?
He's, you know, probably it's hard to compare. You know, I mean, he's 271 pounds, you know, so he's a big guy, you know, for the position. So I don't think the power part and the physical part of it, you know, will be any problem for him. And his greatest learning will probably come, you know, in terms of the coverage element of what we'd ask them to do there. But I still think at that position, because of the way we play them and the way they play on third down and the way they play in our sub package, the number one thing is their ability to rush.
You have no qualms at 271 that he's able to turn and run with tight ends or backs coming out?
Well, I don't think there are many guys his size that run in the 4.5s, you know. And like I say, he had a 38.5-inch vertical jump. So you know he has very good explosion in his body.
Now, do you have a preference of 3-year guys versus 4-year guys, or do you think there's any difference?
I think it varies, you know, from guy to guy. You know, and again, at this position, most of the guys that you take are you're going to ask them to do some things technique-wise that they probably haven't done a lot of. So, you know, there's always a little bit of a transition from that standpoint. So, you know, we'll be excited to get Nick in here and get started working with him here in a couple weeks.
Tom, as you got farther away from last season and had more time to dissect it, I'm sure you went over it over and over again. How much of your defensive problems are directly the result of you not being able to get to the quarterback and not generate the pass rush you wanted?
Well, I think it was a combination of both. I mean, if you compare, you know, our defense last year to the first 2 years, I mean, all you had to go back was, you know, 2 years of our Super Bowl year. You know, I mean, I thought we rushed the quarterback as well as anybody in the league. You know, I think we ended up second in sacks, and so we were able to get more pressure, and the pressure helps the coverage, and the coverage helps the pressure. So, you know, last year, you know, we weren't pleased, you know, really with either area. So what we're looking to do is go back to work and find a way to, you know, get back to pressuring that quarterback like we did a couple years ago and cover a lot better. You know, the biggest, you know, the area is okay and, you know, in steadying the defense and that, you know, is we've got to find a way to control the down and distance more and then being able to get in predictable situations and we can do a lot more things. We can't give up the number of big plays that we gave up last year.
What you went through last year at that position with Walden, you know, Zombo and Jones and trying different guys, how badly do you need one guy to maybe take hold of that spot?
Well, I think you always hope that, you know, through competition that guy will surface. And Nick will come in and we'll throw him right into the competition of things and give him a chance to go out and show us what he can do, you know. But guys have got to come in and they've got to earn it, you know, what they do out there on the field. But we obviously think he has the potential to do that and be the kind of guy we're looking for out there on the edge.
How much of a concern is the safety position now that you know that Nick Collins won't be here? And what did Nick need to the defense?
Well, Nick was a three-time, you know, Pro Bowl player. And you hate to ever lose those kind of guys. As I look at our safety heading into this year, you know, we've got a lot more experience, okay, than we've had. You know, we've got a guy like Charlie Pepper who's played over 900 plays the last 2 years, and Morgan Burnett, really, who started all year for the first time. And, you know, we really like, you know, where he is in terms of we think he can ascend into being a very good player for us. We've got a couple young guys that are going to compete here, you know, as we start – you know, our OTAs and head into training camp that have been with us and been around. So, we've got some guys that have been in the room now, much more so than what we've had before. Now, you know, last year, obviously, we were heading into the season with Nick, you know, who was an experienced guy and a real top-flight player. So, the backup guys, hopefully one of those guys surfaces to where you feel comfortable. I mean, like I say, Charlie Pepper started as a backup 2 years ago, and, you know, he's played over 900 plays for us, and there's no question in my mind that he's a lot better player for the experience.
Tom, you experimented a lot with the outside linebacker position. Had guys that had their hand down in their career, tried to transition them to stand up. What makes it work? What makes it not work?
Well, I think number one, they have to have athletic ability, and then I think number two, you know, football instincts. You know, you try to evaluate that and if they're football players, I mean, you know, here's Clay Clay probably played as much off the ball, you know, an inside linebacker. I know when we took him, I had a number of close friends in the coaching profession. The first thing they said, are you going to play him inside or outside? And I said, we're going to play him outside, but we think he can play inside. And you've seen us move him off and play him inside. I mean, he's a good football player. You know, you can play him wherever, you know, and he normally responds. So, we'll see where Nick goes, you know, that way. You know, Nick's a little bigger, but his times and testing and all that stuff is right there, you know, with any of them, really.